This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always this stupid? Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. At least I think it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anybody else already burned out on this impeachment thing? I mean, I'm sure most of you are. If you're with me, if you're along for the ride, this is like, come on. Can we find, is there anything else going on the planet that we could talk about? It'd be really cool, wouldn't it? Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. I'll wait till you get there. TheRealSide.com. Again, where you can watch live. Again, you know, there's a lot to do up there. There's a lot happening. If you know, we've got stories. You can sign up for the, what the heck this thing called? You can sign up for the newsletter that we send out every week. I'm having some fun because I'm watching the screens in front of me just do crazy stuff. But electronics are a lot of fun, anyhow. No, seriously. But if you head up to the website, there's a lot going on up there, and you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for the email blasts or the newsletter blasts or whatever you want to call. I don't care what you want to call it. Yeah, call it what you want. All right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot of stuff going on tonight, including the impeachment. I mean, we're going to have impeachment burnout soon. Seriously. Nobody's going to care anymore. It's at a point where I don't care now. And I have to do this every day. But there was something that came up that was kind of interesting. Feinstein finally opened her mouth. We know she's alive. She's talking now. It's got a little confusion going on because, you know, she actually, well, it's confusion in the Dem Party. It's not confusion in the Republican Party. She actually said that maybe, just maybe, I don't know, this is a stretch here, maybe we should leave it to the people. What do you think? That's like, wow, are you sure you're a Democrat? There's something wrong here. So a story in the Los Angeles Times on Tuesday caused an uproar on social media. After characterized comments by Senator Dianne Feinstein to say that she's leaning towards acquitting Trump. Now, the Democrats went nuts when they heard that. What are they going to do to her? What's Pelosi going to come after her? Schumer going to go after her? After all these years? Seriously? Well, they do eat their own. Now, according to the Times, Feinstein was asked by reporters whether or not she would ultimately vote to acquit President Trump. Now, why should she, why would, you know, when you hear all these Democrats say that, you know, we've got to hear the trial, we have to have a fair trial, we have to have witnesses, we have to have a fair trial, and yet most of the Dem senators have already said he's guilty. Right? I mean, seriously, shouldn't they want to listen to the evidence? Just ask it. I mean, how can they on one side of their mouth say, no, we have to hear everybody, we have to hear all the evidence so we can make a decision. And yet, in the next breath, they say, "No, no, he's guilty. We're gonna vote to convict." She went on to say, 9 months left to go. People should be able to judge." So, you think maybe they're alluding to the presidential election this year? She went on to say, "We are a republic. We're based on the will of the people, so the people should judge." Oh my God! Really, she had a moment of clarity. Her medication must be working. The LA Times headline reporter said her comments with the headline, Feinstein leads towards acquitting Trump.
Wow.
Feinstein eventually clarified her comments on Twitter, suggesting that she's actually leaning towards voting to remove Trump from office. She said the LA Times, here's the news flash. The LA Times misunderstood what I said. Come on, that doesn't happen. Before the trial, I said I'd keep an open mind, Feinstein tweeted. Now that both sides made their cases, it's clear the president's actions were wrong. He withheld vital foreign assistance for personal and political gain. That can't be allowed to stand. Yes, sure he did. Now, don't you love that? Again, anybody else kind of going, wait a minute, we have another bombshell that came up like a day before, 2 days before the trial was supposed to end? Right? Didn't that happen in Kavanaugh? That happened what originally sparked this. They couldn't get anything on Russia, tying Russia to the president. Well, except for Schiff, and Schiff still can't tell you what he looked at. Remember, he said he laid his eyes on it. He has seen a direct connection between the president and the Russian government. But he can't produce anything. So either he's lying or he's committing treason. One of the two. Feinstein challenged the story, the Times changed the headline to. Feinstein said she's a maybe on acquitting Trump as his defense team ends impeachment arguments. they can't get past this, right? Speaking to reporters, Feinstein offered other remarks that seemed to shed light on her decision-making, including comments that the paper acknowledged might have been a nod to the House impeachment managers. You know, impeachment isn't about one offense, she said, remarking on how she changed her opinion as the impeachment process proceeded. It's really about the character and the ability and the physical mental fitness of the individual to serve. This is new. Is this something else that the founding fathers wrote somewhere we didn't read? I must have missed it. Come on. High crimes and misdemeanors. These guys fought, you know, I'm not going to play it. I've got the clips. The Democrats fought against this, fought hard, right, with President Billy Bob Clinton. They called his impeachment political. And the funny thing about it is, he actually admitted to lying to Congress. Right? He admitted to lying and doing what he did. So, I don't get it. His was a sham. And this one, again I say, so, I'm curious, just curious, if Joe Biden, God forbid, were elected president, could we impeach him for quid pro quo on Ukraine? I mean, it's not a regular court thing, so there's no statute of limitations. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. More when we come back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just, you know what, really paying attention. I want you to pay attention. All right, back to it. You've got Dianne Feinstein. You know, the L.A. Times told I got it right, kind of, sort of. Well, maybe not really right. I don't know. Some of you who know about the L.A. Times, really, at this point, the only thing the L.A. Times is good for is the bottom of a bird cage. Really, seriously. All right, so they were talking about, if you missed it, the L.A. Times said that the senator from California, Dianne Feinstein, was kind of leaning towards acquittal, which is really funny because they it's not acquittal, if you would. But even so, she actually said that maybe we should leave it up to the people. Can you imagine that? It's just amazing. So, and then she said impeachment isn't about one offense. She's right. But then she goes into whether he's competent enough to be president. No, no. We get, listen, we have the right to vote an incompetent president. And if you don't believe it, just look at Jimmy Carter. Barack Obama. Well, I was going to say Billy Bob Clinton, but he did some good stuff. Right? Anyway, I just, this stuff aggravates me to no end. It aggravates me how we've gone, and I realize we've had party fights for years. I got that. But now, I don't know if the U.S. even exists in D.C. Now it's the nation of Democrats or the nation of Republicans. We have forgotten what it's like to be U.S. citizens who happen to come at things a different way. And Jay Sekulow was right. We have set the bar so low for impeachment. Mark my words, this is going to be, every time a president gets elected, this is going to be an every other year event. It is not what the founding fathers had in mind. It was not the reason that they put this process in place. And some of you can't find the, I don't know what it is. You just can't find it to be honest with yourself. So you'll never admit to it. Ever, ever, ever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. Love it when you guys are tuned in, when you're commenting, when you're telling me how you feel about certain issues and items and what have you. You know, we heard over and over and over and over and over again, right? Remember, early on in the election or in the election cycle here, that the Dems didn't want to come take our guns. You keep saying they're going to come take, they don't want to come take our guns. But then Beto, in a moment of clarity, which is kind of scary in and of itself, he slipped, remember? He's like, yes, we do. We're going to take your guns. And he was the first, and everybody got silent on stage. Like, Beto, you're not supposed to tell them that. This was supposed to be our little secret. Then he opened his mouth and he said, you know, he talked about it. He proclaimed it. And then he got out of the race. He blew it for everybody. But I'll tell you, the other guy that's right behind him, doing the same thing, Bloomberg. I mean, this guy is walking around like a holier than thou. I know better than you. I've got more money than you. Think about the things that he has said in the short time he's been running for president. I don't know if he's running for president, really. I think he's just bored. But he's walking around saying, now that we can infringe on your rights, the government has a right to infringe on your freedom. No, it does not. That was the one, well, it was of many, but it was one of those things that the founders were very, very solid about. You have a right. How many of you heard when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another? And to assume among the powers of the earth the separation, the equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them unless the government tells you different. Isn't that now how they wrote that? No? Okay. Now on Sunday, the speech, Bloomberg says, hey, sometimes government does know best. Or does, not doesn't, but does know best. And in those cases, Americans should just secede their rights. Michael, never going to happen. Who are you? Why, so we can have somebody like you tell me how much I can drink and what I can't drink when it comes to soda? What next? Hot dogs? Hamburgers? And then you tell people, poor people, that they shouldn't be rich, they shouldn't come into money because they don't know how to handle it, and they're liable to do stuff that's bad for them? Why, because you're so smart? Michael Bloomberg is the epitome of the old white guy with privilege who thinks he knows better. Which is why he can't break a, what, 4%, 5% approval rating. Which is why now he's turning his money against Trump instead of trying to get himself elected. He says, I do think there are certain times that we should infringe on your freedom. Right? He was on NBC, so nobody shut him down on that. He made this discussion when he was talking about his soda ban, which, again, was shot down by the courts. So what's he supposed to drink? Now he's supposed to say, well, the court was wrong, so we should be able to infringe on the courts. That's what's next. Come on, seriously. Ed from Washington, you want to talk? You want to talk about the national media or lack of media not covering the impeachment?
Exactly. We hadn't gotten any telecasting except for on a lonely station in the eastern Washington. Today is the only time I've even seen anything on the major television regarding any broadcasting. But even the lone station has hours and hours of Democrats analyzing the position of the Senate.
So, and they don't even have that right. Ed, they don't even have that right. You know, the Senate is not supposed to be calling witnesses. The Senate, really, technically. They're supposed to take the information, right, that the House gave them. They're supposed to analyze it, and then they're supposed to vote on it. You know, they make the case, and bang, you start moving forward. But that's not going to happen. I'm worried now.
One of the things I asked the Rules Committee is, why didn't they have a two-thirds majority so we could actually have a bipartisan vote on something so important as impeachment, just like on other types of legislation, to include both sides, whether how they felt about it or not, we would need an inclusion of everyone to participate in the vote.
Did you just,
and they said, well, we just don't have that.
Did you just swear on my show? Did you say bipartisan? You don't have bipartisan anything
sorry.
Going on.
It's like calling our it's becoming the United Socialist States of America, according to the Democratic rule. It's been that way for about the last 20 years.
Well, Ed, we're going to break. Thanks for calling, and keep up the good fight, and keep paying attention, and keep calling them, and keep being a thorn in their flesh. They need it. Thanks a lot, Ed.
I was looking a little bit. Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, Jeff Dunitz is going to join us. And you know what? Shifty Schiff is hiding something. We're going to find out what that is on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's legal team has finished up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Trump attorney Jay Sekulow said they should dismiss the case.
The Constitution requires it. Justice demands it.
The Q&A portion of the trial comes next. Following that, the debate over witnesses like John Bolton. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath and be cross-examined by you.
But Trump attorney Pat Cipollone says after the Q&A, they should acquit the president.
We urge the Senate to reject these articles of impeachment for all of the reasons we have given you.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says right now he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 187 points. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting. If you want to get, if you truly want to get involved, if you just want to sit around and do a whole bunch of nothing, I can't help you. But if you really want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website. You can email me. If you want text alerts, that's easy too, TRS. Just simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Okay, I always enjoy when I have them on with me, and you know what? It is so it is so fun to read what he puts out there. So you gotta hop onto the LID blog. Okay, write this down. Well, not if you're driving. Don't write it down. The LIDblog.com. That's the LIDblog.com. Jeff Dunnitz joins me as he does from time to time. Great stories up on the blog, up on the website. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just want to tell everyone that there might be a rash of suicides because a new Gallup poll says that Americans are more satisfied with race relations under Trump than they were under Obama.
Oh, no, that can't be. That, you know what? There's some right-wing paper that wrote that.
Gallup.
I know, but there's got to be a right-wing arm of Gallup. They would never write a thing like that.
What can I tell you?
All right. So let's just talk about something that everybody knows. All right. How dirty Schiff is. I mean, we can come up with the cutesy names and everything else like everybody else does. But the bottom line was, this guy is real dirt. You know what? He would make the mafia proud. You know what I'm saying? And right now.
Oh, no, because the mafia has rules.
Well. Most of them do.
He doesn't have any.
Yeah, most of them.
Okay.
All right? So, but with Schiff, this is amazing. Again, we've seen this. Well, we've seen this his whole career. I am saying that he should be brought up on treason charges, and here's my reasoning. If he truly has evidence, as he's been saying for the last 3 years, that he has seen that President Trump and the Republican, I mean, not Republican, and the Russians are tied together, then shouldn't he be brought up on treason charges if he's not bringing that evidence forward? I mean, seriously.
Of course.
All right.
I agree with you.
And if he's lying?
We have to go back to the beginning. Do you remember why Schiff was elected in the first place?
No. And he's right next door to
you. Yeah, he was. Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, he was elected because he said he would vote against the Clinton impeachment.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. I really don't remember that. You know, but
okay, so
he lied then, too.
You bet.
He just, look at,
okay.
But let's get into your piece, though, because this is really important. People have to understand something. We saw for the last 2 days that the Trump attorneys were laying out the evidence that shows that the Democrats hid a lot of information. They hid a lot of vital information, vital evidence, that they haven't even wanted to talk about, and none of the major media sources are dealing with it. But now, you've brought up a great point that he's also covering up testimony provided by an intelligence community inspector, General Michael Atkinson. Well, what is he covering up, and why?
Well, I think it's because, and at least this is what some of the people believe it's for, that the testimony was about, included what Schiff, who Schiff talked to, and what Schiff did about the whistleblower before it became public. Because Schiff's staff, we know that for a case, Schiff's staff met with the whistleblower. And we think that he did too, and if not, he absolutely knew about it before he became a whistleblower. And that's the reason why, at least according to John Ratcliffe, who was in the interview, that's what he believes the reason why Schiff is holding it back. So Schiff is covering up his own big butt.
His own mess.
His own mess.
Well, you know, and
that,
go ahead.
You know, it's not only that his staff met with the whistleblower, but as the whistleblower is filling out all his paperwork, okay, Schiff sent one of his staff people to Ukraine to meet with the old president and the people over at who supposedly have Hillary's server, etc.
No,
so
no. You got that wrong. Don't you know that the Russians have Hillary's server because President Trump asked them to get that for him? Weren't you aware of that?
No. I thought they had the emails.
Yeah, but I thought they had the server, and, too. You know.
No, I don't think
copy of the server, anyway.
It could be. I thought Bubba was her server. But, you know, what do you know?
Oh. All right. Anyway, get back to Schiff because this can get really bad fast. So again, you come back to Adam Schiff. But this isn't the only thing he's hiding. But to your point, many do feel and believe, and with all the little ins and outs and with all the information we're starting to get, there's no way he didn't know who the guy was, what they were dealing with, and wasn't helping him from day one. Do you agree with that?
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was his staff that told the whistleblower to get an attorney and to file with the IG.
But now,
that they admit.
Yeah. Well, this should have all gone away, though. The minute that President Trump put the transcript out there and even talked about it. Again, go back to simple things. What did the whistleblower actually tell? What did he actually expose?
Nothing. I mean, when you think about it, okay, nothing's changing. Both President Trump and Zelensky said there was no pressure. Zelensky said there was no pressure. The transcript, I think Trump screwed them all up by putting out the transcript.
Oh, yeah.
The transcript, he didn't mention pressure. He didn't mention money.
Nope.
And even when they said, you know, he did it for himself, understand that the phone call was the day after Mueller testified. And he said, we just went through a horrible period, and we need your help. It wasn't Trump, I need your help. It was, we need your help.
Right.
Okay, so this whole thing is, really what it is that, look, from the day one, they wanted to impeach him.
Oh, before he was even elected, basically. You know, you got Maxine Waters. It's got to be in the water or the air because Maxine and Schiff live close to each other. So there's something there that's you know, causing them just that the hate that they have for this man. I've not seen with any other elected official, and I mean that. I mean, not this kind of hate and frothing at the mouth for somebody.
Well, you know, the other thing I keep praying for is that someone gets a giant magnet and pulls out Nadler's staple.
God.
Okay. And then let's get him to McDonald's where he gets caught between the golden arches.
Nadler is lost, totally lost. Even when the man is looking at the camera and he's speaking on the microphone, he's just sitting there. He really looks like he's trying to find two thoughts to pull together. Has no clue.
But I will tell you something about both Nadler and Schiff.
Mm-hmm.
They were the two Jews who first supported the Iran deal that let Obama parade them around, saying, "See, we got Jewish support."
Unreal.
So they were on my crap list way before this, but they're still on my crap list, even worse, because they're putting the country through something horrible.
Yeah, but you and I think you and I have had this conversation before. I think there's plenty of people out there, especially in D.C., that identify as being Jewish, but couldn't find, pardon me using this joke, but couldn't find Israel on a map. And not only that, they couldn't find a synagogue if they needed one to save their lives. You know, I'm sure you agree with me.
Well, you know, I'm not the faith police. That's between them and God.
No, I got that. But come on, let's be honest about it.
Okay.
There are people like Pelosi. Wait a minute, Jeff. Pelosi talks about her Catholic faith, and she's a Catholic, and she got mad at that reporter. And she goes, "I'm a Catholic." Don't give me that garbage because you're not living it. I'm watching you upholding, Planned Parenthood, upholding abortions, and you're telling me that you're a devout Catholic? Got a problem with that.
Well, here's a fun pet fact. Obama's negotiator.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin Indyk. On Yom Kippur, while he was negotiating, went to his synagogue, gave a sermon from the bima, from the altar, crapping all over Israel.
Wow. Okay. How did they get away with that? I mean,
because it's Obama.
That'd be like me, you know, being in church on Sunday and preaching that Jesus wasn't our Messiah. I mean,
Bingo. Anyway,
we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They did for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNlife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNlife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also sign up for the email blast. Look, I send you out one once a week. That's all. Otherwise, it makes me crazy to send out more than that, and I don't want to get more than that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean it. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just pull him on. He's the, I'm going to call you the founder of the Lid Blog. Go over to the Lid, but wait till the show's over. Go over to the lidblog.com. A lot of great stuff up there. Jeff Dunnage joins me. Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we're talking about Schiff, and my stomach's been turning. I'm not feeling well. All right? And then I go over to your website, and what's the first thing I see? Hillary says she has the urge. Now I'm ready to upchuck. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and like I said, any time that you have Hillary Clinton and having the urge in the same paragraph, it affects your stomach.
Of course it does. All right. So we'll finish up with the Schiff story first. Now, you know, at some point in time, If Mitch doesn't have the votes to keep witnesses out, which is not what they should be doing anyhow, but sorry for another day, Schiff would be one of the first witnesses you would call, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's been involved since before the whistleblower made his complaint. And you know, Adam Schiff, I mean, like you said, he's the guy who's been saying for 3.5 years, I have evidence. He's been making up stuff about Trump ever since.
Yeah, he irritates the crud out of me. When you open your mouth and you say you have that stuff, my contention is either you lied about it, which should be reason for removal at this point because of how big of a deal this is, or you actually have it. And maybe it indicts somebody, you know, on his team. Maybe somebody else has been drug into it and he doesn't want them to get in trouble. I don't know. But in either case, it's treason if you're withholding information that a president, a duly elected president, may have cheated to get where he's at, may have used the Russian government to get in the seat that he's at. Right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's hard.
And, you know, with the impeachment thing with Maxine Waters, I mean, you got to give her a little break because she's a moron. But, I mean, Schiff has some brains.
You know, my stepdad used to say, look, you have to have mercy on stupid people because they don't know they are. You know, so again,
right.
So maybe that's the thing with Schiff. But you know what? He is deliberately nasty. He is a deliberate liar. He loves to deceive. He's got that little smirk that you just want to knock it right off his face.
Right? Don't you want to put your foot in his mouth?
No, I'm afraid.
No,
I
really,
get,
with that smirk.
I'm afraid I get an infection from him. No. Yes.
Oh, well, that's true.
But I hope to catch him. I hope this thing really just blows up in their faces. I've never had a lot of faith and trust in the Republicans because they don't have a strong spine. They tend to back down off of these things when they think that it's not working out well in the public. And, you know, did Romney do anything he didn't think he would do? I mean, we've always known he truly is a rhino. He's truly not a Republican at heart. And look at what he's doing now.
Yeah, but I didn't think that he would be... that he would hate Trump as much as he does. That he goes out of his way to screw Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay. And this is a guy who's begging to be a Secretary of State.
Well, I don't think he's a man of principle. I mean, he's not doing this because he's a man of principle. He's doing this because he wants, and more than that, he's going to get back at Trump. He thinks he was embarrassed by Trump when Trump called him to Trump Tower to do, just to simply do an interview and find out where he was at with him before maybe offering him a place. And even when he ran for senator there in Utah, I hope he doesn't get reelected. I hope they slap him around. Last I checked, he had like a 19% approval rating in Utah.
And it's been going down since this whole impeachment thing started.
Good.
You know, and on the very, I mean, at the very least, Trump, when he came to Trump Tower, Trump bought him dinner. Did he say thank you?
It wasn't a McDonald's dinner, that's for sure. No, I'm sure it probably
was.
It would have been it would have been great if it was. It would have been perfect, you know, to go right down the line of what we always see, what they say about him all the time.
Well, you know, it didn't have the chocolate cake he gave the president to China.
All right. So, see, we have fun with this. Did you think that the president had 2 scoops of ice cream and Romney only had 1? I wonder if we got pictures of it. Did anybody report on that? Oh, God. Hillary says that she has the urge.
It was his restaurant, though.
What's that?
It was his restaurant, though.
That's all right. Then I would have got 3 scoops just to really make Romney mad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, no, I won't do that. I won't go down that road. I'll be a nice guy. All right. So let's get back to making ourselves sick some more with Hillary. So Hillary said she had the urge, and mostly because she felt like the 2016, you know, election really didn't pan out the way it was supposed to. Not the way she thought it was, but it was supposed to. And, you know, I'm telling you, I hear stuff like that. I'm watching what's going on at the DNC right now. Is they going to steal it from Bernie, too, again?
I think it turned out exactly the way it was supposed to.
I do, too, but, you know. But she hasn't finished that race yet. She is still hanging on the end of that race. And again, you're seeing the same thing happen with Bernie at the DNC again. You know, the committee that chooses some of the rules committee has virtually no Bernie supporters on it. So they're pushing for Biden, which I think the Trump can beat hands down.
I think that Biden's going to be in real trouble because more and more of this stuff is going to come out about him, Hunter, et cetera. You know, I have my copy of Peter Schweitzer's new book coming out. I can't wait to find out what I'll learn from that.
Well, I love but again, if Biden runs and his handlers don't handle him right or don't steer him in the right direction, he'll be in one city and Trump will be in the other doing their, doing their forums or what have you. He never knows where he is.
Did you hear he threatened to punch Trump again? I mean, well, and they say Trump has too much of a temper.
It makes him feel tough. I mean, listen, it's better than him trying to remember what city he's in. You know, I'd rather just out-punch Trump and it goes over better. All right, so I'm kind of moving around with you here because we're tight on time, but let's talk a little bit about you have some reservations, if you would, about what Trump says is going to be a great peace deal in Israel.
There's one part that bothers me a lot. Okay. Well, first of all, there's no way the Palestinians are going to accept it.
Short of Israel,
they don't want peace.
That's right. Yeah.
And not only did Netanyahu approve it, but his number one competition in the election said, "I like it too." So Israel's fine on it, and Palestinian says, "I hate it." Okay, they wouldn't even talk to Trump about it. They wouldn't take his phone call. Okay. The UN hates it. Because it doesn't start with the pre-67 lines.
Right.
Okay. On the bright side, okay, it does have a Palestinian state. It does keep all the areas that have Jewish residents as part of Israel and move some of the Israeli areas that have mostly Arab residents moves to the Palestinians. And to make up for the lost territory, they're giving the Palestinians more territory near Gaza. But, Joe, don't tell anyone. It's desert. Shh. Okay? But it's true. What bothers me is at one point there is and actually there's some real – the good thing about this deal is the first time anybody ever came up with a deal that didn't start with – Israel has to give the Palestinians XYZ. Okay? Obama did. Everybody did that. Also, he put out a map of what he thinks it should look like. No one's ever done that before. But one thing on the map is that there is a tunnel from Gaza to the Palestinian areas on the West Bank of the Jordan.
Right.
That's scary. Because I haven't been able to find in the deal. Now, granted, I've only read about 50, 60 pages of the 180 pages so far. That says that how that's going to be made secure. Can there be military trucks going from one end to the other? I don't know. It's the second longest tunnel next to the channel.
Wow.
In the world.
Wow.
Okay, but does that mean that it's going to be railroad? If it's railroad, that makes it a little safer, I think.
Well.
Okay.
All right, we are out of time.
UAE.
Hey, we're out of time. You're going to get cut off. Tell people where to find you.
Okay.
Tell people where to find you.
Litblog.com, and thanks for having me, and folks, have a great rest of January.
Yeah. All right. You have a great time too, Jim. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the next hour, we're going to talk about the boy crisis. That's right. How boys are being left behind in this country. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side.